employees of two big oil companies caught in the crossfire.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. There is a fast-moving hostage crisis going on this morning at a natural gas complex in Algeria. The complex is run by BP and Statoil. Islamist militants attacked the facility, apparently in protest of France's intervention in Mali. For more, we're joined by the BBC security correspondent Gordon Carrera. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what's the latest at this point? The situation seems to be developing pretty rapidly this morning.
That's right. It's a very fluid situation. Just recently, we've heard from local media in Algeria that 30 Algerian workers and also possibly 15 foreign hostages who are being held at the gas facility may have escaped.
And this is a natural gas pumping facility that I read supplies 10% of Algeria's gas.
Well, that's right, and it supplies a lot of this gas goes into Europe. It's a significant facility. Algeria is a significant supplier. It's run jointly by BP, British Petroleum, along with Statoil and an Algerian company, with others involved in providing some of the engineering. I think there might as well be questions about the security at the site. In the past, these kind of gas facilities haven't been targeted, so I think it is surprising that it did get hit, but there still might be questions, given what's going on in the region, about the security that was there.
What do companies do in a situation like this? Do they just have to rely on governments to come in and deal with it, or do they send their own security teams after something like this happens?
Well, they would have had some security at the site beforehand, and they will have emergency plans. But I think when you've got a situation like this, this very quickly goes up to the government level. And I think the Algerian government and the British government, the American government will all be involved in this. And when they've all got their nationals as hostages, that could very much complicate the decision-making about how to proceed. Although I think that means the Algerians will probably take a lead for the moment.
BBC security correspondent Gordon Carrera, thanks so much.
Thank you.